The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience, Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but remember, there is a time to laugh. That's what the Bible says. Also, the review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Remember, there is a time to cry about the media. And I'm just telling you, don't get mad at me. All right, life lessons for our faith that we could actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because everything we do is hopefully a blessing, at least most of it, or we hope some of it anyway. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience for my local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Here you go. We'll just put this one right at the very beginning. Who or whom do we need to be more patient with? Who or whom do we need to be more patient with? Wowzer Bowser. There's a challenging thought right there. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We love it. We love engaging with other believers, talking to them, even non-believers we engage with. And the reason is because we're here just to walk this walk the best way we can before the Lord. We're not here saying, we're just the smartest, greatest, wisest people ever. We're here to say, Lord, we love you, and we just want to get closer to you one step at a time. So if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, or if you've got a prayer request or a praise report, please don't let it die of loneliness. All you got to do is give us a call. That number, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, for the first time, if you call 972-445-0770, you're going to end up talking to the talented Mr. Jacob.
Hello there, David.
Hey, Brady. That's good, huh? You like that? Yeah. Talented Mr. Jacob. Love it. Okay, folks, so here's the deal. When you make your call, this will be the first time you'll have the opportunity to actually talk to Jacob. He is on the board doing the stuff. He's rolling and rolling. So here it is. If you're in San Diego, it's 11:35 and 15 seconds a.m. If you're in Dallas, it's 11:30. It's 1:35 and 20 seconds. I can do it. I can tell the time on a clock. Just be patient. And so here's your opportunity if you want to say hi. If you do call and talk to Jacob, please keep it short in the beginning as he's getting used to the whole process. So you don't want to, you know, talk to him really long if you're answering a trivia question or anything, because he's still trying to figure out all the connections, and we love it. It's part of the fun that we do. Of course, you know, we pray great blessings. And, by the way, I had some contact yesterday with Dynamite D. Love Dynamite D. Keep praying for him. But now we're going to be ask the Lord to bless our brother Jacob and ask him to come into the position and let him be a blessing to all of you and you be a blessing to him. That's what we're looking for. So if you want to call us, you know you can do that. It won't hurt you. It is a phone call, by the way, 972-445-0770. You can also text us. So you don't have to call. You can text. And that's 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming up right now for the text.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email live during the show. It gets right to me on my 29-19-cent, 5-cent Chromebook. Anyway, it's still working, so that's what counts. David@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, the little A with a circle around it. He must increase, based on John 3:30, hemustincrease.org. David@hemustincrease.org. We're also going to send you up to the website. A couple of things to tell you on the website. Please be aware there are praise report forms and prayer request forms on the website. It's just a fill-in. Nobody will know it if you want to keep it private. Everybody will know it if you want to share it with the audience. Totally up to you. We also have access to 4,500 podcast hours. That's a lot. I don't know. To me, that's a lot. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Covering everything in life. Bottom line also is encouraging videos, encouraging elements, articles, and audios, and old sermons that I preached 35 years ago. What? They had recordings 35 years ago? Yeah, that's funny. Anyhow, so we encourage you to check it up on the website. On the website also is a place to give. There's this little red button that says, please give. And I don't want to go around being like Oliver going, please, sir, I'd like some more. I just really don't want to do that. But the bottom line is our scripture for today, Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. So check it out on the website. Please go to hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
You can't touch this. Touch this.
That's right. Can't touch this. All right. So for those that don't know or are new to me or new to the show, maybe just give you a little background and then we'll get right into the teaching. My name is Dr. David Spoon. I happen to be born and raised Jewish, went to private Hebrew school, and then got involved in the purveying of recreational pharmaceuticals, of which the Lord delivered me from. And after I became a Christian, then I went and pursued into ministry. Here's the simplistic way to understand it. I am a Baptist-costal. You're like, what? I have a Baptist ordination and a Pentecostal ordination and a additional ordination, a third ordination. Plus, I have a BA degree in ministry and leadership, a master's degree in theological studies, and a doctorate degree in strategic Christian ministry. All that to say, I don't know, let's get closer to the Lord, figure it out. That would be the real answer to all of it, because if you think you know, if you think I know, if you think all the people that are teaching you know versus what the Lord knows, you do not get it at all. Let's get into the teaching. We will later on be praying, by the way. My daughter has a prayer request. I'll be talking about that in a little bit. She texted us this morning. They're going through the mill again. They often do. So we love them and we bless them and pray the Lord helps them. We'll pray for them in a little while. In the meantime, go to Psalm 41. Psalm 41. Psalm 41. This is a psalm by David. Keep that in mind. We're going to start off with verse 1. It's always a good place to start when you're starting off some of the teaching. Psalm 41, verse 1. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. This is not a plea for you to give more money to the ministry. If you want to give money to the ministry, God bless you. If you don't, God bless you. If you need to learn to be a giver, give it in other places. We think that's fantastic. Better to be a steward of the things God has put before you than somebody who's stingy and thinking you're going to keep it all together. But you and the Lord and in your communion with him decide where things go. But look at the passage. You cannot get away from it. Blessed is he who considers the poor. And there are people that are struggling. They don't have it. They don't have everything they need. Some people, what they consider poor is they don't have a brand new cell phone. That's not poor, okay? Some people are like, I don't have a brand new television. That's not poor. I like what Billy Graham said when he was alive and doing ministry. He said, if you are living in America, you are the rich man. That's referenced in the Bible. Because there's people that are living in tents on dirt all over the world. What he's saying, though, is those that consider the poor, if you think about the poor, take care of the poor, love on the poor, the Lord will deliver that person who's considering them out of trouble. Now, how can that be? Because that's what the Lord made. He makes that promise. The Lord will preserve that person and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. Now, that blessed on the earth is a direct reference to Psalm 27, verse 13. Yet I am confident that I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. Of course, we're anticipating phenomenal eternal benefits. Can't wait. They are so cool. They're going to be so cool. It's so awesome. The Bible says, eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for them. So in truth, you can't even grasp, while Revelation gives you a picture, you can't even fully grasp what God has prepared. That's what we're coming to. But now, in the land of the living, there is an opportunity to be blessed by God, and God gives you the pattern. It's not complex. Consider the poor. Take care of people that are hurting. Help them out the best you can. Not everybody gets money. I know, everything in our society. Money, 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 money. I know. You know what? Some people need a hug. Some people need to know they're loved. Some people need clothing. Some people need other things. Some people need just your ear, just to be able to share. Hey, going through it, really tough. Nothing wrong with that. Everything right with that. And so David writes about the poor and the multitude of blessings that God grants to people that, that actually care. So let me say something about that, because there's a whole group of people that say, take care of the poor, take care of the poor. But they're not doing it because they love the poor. They're doing it to score points in their positions. And if you think, oh, that can't be, Judas did that exact thing 2,000 years ago. When he complained about something not being sold and given the money given to the poor, when the scripture says clearly that actually he just wanted to get the money because he was the holder of the money and he was taking some for himself. It's like, that's been going on for thousands of years. But if you actually care, and that's the problem in today's society quite a bit, the government tends to think of itself as God, hence the cradle to grave thinking, thereby determining who is poor and how much the poor should get and how much should be taken from others. Not from themselves, but from other people, taken to help the poor. Well, that's awesome, but the government is not God. Government is a little G. God is a big G. So there's a big difference between a little G and a big G. So let's make sure we understand how important that is. And what we need to recognize is true giving, this true spirit of generosity comes from you, comes from the inside of you, comes from your heart. It's not compulsory. It's not forced. It's not required. It's not demanded. It's an act of compassion, not because you're told to, but because, you want to. Because you know how good God has been to you, so you do that to others. That's where that comes from. It's like, okay, that's not even complex if you just look at it like that. Oh, those dumb, silly principles of making sense. Stop it, Dave. Knock it off. Okay, we're going to slow it down a little and get into our first trivia question. And remember, if you do call in, you're welcome to call in. Just be patient as we go through the process. Here we go. What was the sea crossed by Moses? Was it the Dead Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, or the Red Sea? What was the sea that was crossed by Moses? Was it the Dead Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, or the Red Sea? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So it's not an overly complex question, right? You got three to choose from. What was the sea crossed by Moses? Was it the Dead Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, or the Red Sea? Reach out to us. Give us a call, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Back to the text we go. I can talk. I know I can. Okay, got it. All right, let's go into the rest of the verse now. As we look at this, we're looking at Psalm 41. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He will be blessed on the earth. And you will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. I probably should have read that part of it too, because that's a good one, meaning that people don't get to take advantage of you on a regular basis. Verse 3, the Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness and will sustain him on his sick bed. I know nobody wants to hear it, but giving opens these blessings from the Lord. And these blessings flow in. And does that mean every time you give, you're going to get some big bonus or some green thing that's tied up in a bow that says, happy, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah? No. It doesn't say that. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't walk in that. What it does communicate to us is simply this. Giving is an excellent method for you to receive blessings from the Lord. Wherever you give. Like I had mentioned to you before, and we're doing it now. So we give to, it's not just to ministries, but to people. We do it all, but Noel and I do it all the time. Are we perfect at it? No. Do I always do it with a cheerful heart? I've been learning to wait to give. Listen to this. I'm waiting to give until I lose that attitude. So when I get it, I set it aside, and then I go, hey, I got to have a right attitude, because I am not giving money that's not cheerful, because God loves a cheerful giver, and I'm just not doing it. I want the money to be happy so that it's blessed, so to speak. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. Verse 4 says this, I said, Lord, be merciful to me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and when will his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speaks lies. Listen to this. So David's talking about these blessings. Totally cool. I mean, it's just totally like blessing. Oh, yeah, that's really good. And then he flips into this immediate, by the way, Lord, I need you to be merciful to me and I need you to heal my soul. For I've sinned against you. And it's very interesting that the word soul is being used versus the word, typical word like heal my body, heal my inward, heal my whatever. The inner man has a tremendous amount of suffering when we get involved in sin. For the Christian, who's a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, we understand salvation in three tenses, justification, sanctification, and glorification. Justification means that the penalty of sin has been taken care of. It's done. It's in the past. Sanctification. This is the process where the Lord makes you look like Jesus, and that's the one that's ongoing, and he challenges you for you to walk more upright and reflect Jesus Christ in everything you say and do. That's called sanctification. That is the present. And in the future, it'll be glorification when we're delivered from the very presence of sin, and there won't be any yucky duck, there won't be any sin, there won't be any evil, anything like that. What happens for the Christian now when they sin, and yes, they do often sin, is there's a sickness in the soul. Does that mean you're going to go to hell? No, but it means that you got dirt and you need to get washed. You got clean, unclean stuff stuck to you. You need to have that washed away. And so David's like, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul. I've sinned against you. He's not saying I didn't sin against you. He's saying I did sin against you. I got yuck. I mean, I need to be washed. I need to have that thing. And see, that's the one thing that we talk about a lot. It's not that you're not going to get saved, but let's be honest. If you're in sin, you're blocking the tube between you and heaven. You're throwing mud in it. You're stopping the flow of the Spirit. You're stopping the flow of life. You're stopping the flow of love. You're stopping everything because you're restricting it with the dirt of the sin. So this is what we do. How do you get rid of that dirt, Dave? Just exactly what David said right here. Lord, be merciful to me. Heal me. He acknowledges it. He asks for help in it. He's not building a monument to it, which some people do. They have a problem in something and they build a monument to it like it's a Goliath. It's not a Goliath. Jesus defeated all foes. Stop. But what he does say is, I got stuff in me. I need help. And I need your help to do it. He confesses it. He brings it before the Lord. He acknowledges it. He knows it's wrong, and he's sorry for it. And so there's this element that we need to catch. And it's important for us to understand as Christians. Hey, we need to, you know, get before the Lord and go, man, I can't believe I thought that thought. I can't believe I had that thing going on in my mind. I can't believe I, when I was praying, I just, you know, spaced off and went into la-la land and didn't think any more about you. It's like, tell the Lord. And you know that I could go a lot deeper in those examples, but I'm not doing that on purpose, right? Okay, just making sure we understand that. Okay. So here's what I want to make sure you understand, okay? As David keeps going now we're going to get into this section where he feels like his enemies, who were people that were close to him, that they've betrayed him. And we talked about this just the other day. You ever felt like somebody betrayed you, kind of like wounded you? Well, that happens. It happens to a lot of people. And sometimes it happens with people that are close to us. And it's really quite hard. So David says this. He says, if he comes and speaks to me, he speaks lies. His heart gathers iniquity by itself. When he goes out, he tells it. All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me, they devise my hurt. Here's the thing that does take place for people, and it's a tough thing. And that is, we have to be aware that some people do create wounds. It's just one of those things. When friends and family hurt us, the wounds are incredibly deep. That's because we believe these people are for us, and then they turn out that they're not for us, and they're against us, and it hurts us. So when we think they're for us and they turn the other way, it's brutal. That's, I should say this real quickly. That's parents. That's children. That's siblings. That's friends. That's coworkers. That's church people. You think I could add to this list? It happens, and you need to be aware of it. But because that happens, it doesn't mean you get to live in the bitterness. You got to let some of those things go. Or in other words, you have to extend forgiveness to them, even though they're not being the greatest people to you. And so David, he knows what's going on. He's like, Lord, I need you to heal me. Because what we find out as we go through the rest of this psalm is what David is really sinning in. Is he just wants God to blow them up. Now, he probably didn't think of the phrase blow them up, but I'm going to go, he wanted God to take them out, you know? And we've got to be aware, and we got to be careful that we don't have that attitude, because even David acknowledges, yeah, it's not right. You see, you got to think in these terms, not because if you don't, you're terrible or anything. No. It's so that we can all do that one thing we keep talking about. Let's just get one step closer. Come on. Lord, heal my soul. Heal this is in me. I got some pain in me for some people that were close to me. They turned against me. They wounded me. They stuck the knife right in my back. So many times I want to just scream. I need your help. And the reason that we go to the Lord and do that, just so you can be on this page with David, is because God is merciful and gracious to us. Because there's many times in many things we have done and said that we've kind of done the same thing to the Lord. See what I'm saying? All right. So the big thing on this, the first portion of this, because there's a second portion that we're going to be teaching on next week. We're going to get into that the next time. But the big thing that I want you to pick up on this is, look, all blessings come from the Lord. And when the Lord does bless you, and it's awesome when he does, okay, make sure that you're appreciative and show that those blessings are not your new God, so to speak, and that you don't then think that, oh, that's all I'm concentrating on is I got this. Think about others. Think about where they're at. I mean, if the summation of the law is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself, then if you were hurting and somebody else was blessed, wouldn't you want them to consider you? I mean, that's kind of like how that works. So we need to remember that. Then we also need to remember that we've got to have a pretty good humbleness in that process. It's God is the one that preserves life. And then also, if people have hurt us and they've wounded us and they have done us wrong, and there's just so many ways you could say it, it's not funny. As opposed to just wanting to go, scream at them, which is, you know, I understand that. I mean, I lived through that too. As opposed to doing that, We need to have this prayerful heart that comes before the Lord and say, look, I think I got it, all that stuff out of me, but if I've got a residue of hatred or residue of retaliation spirit, you need to heal me in my soul because I might be hanging on to it. And even if you're not sure, I'm just so you guys can know, I do this. This is personally what I do. Sometimes I come before the Lord and I say, I'm not sure if I've forgiven them. I don't know. Help me to make sure. Help me to have that heart of Jesus. All right, trivia question. We got to answer the triv question, and then we're going to be exiting. The trivia question was, what was the sea crossed by Moses? Your opportunity to answer that was either the Dead Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, or the Red Sea. And the answer is the Red Sea. Thank you very much. The Red Sea. See, now if you're in San Diego, you can keep listening to the show by going to hemusincrease.org, or you can also get the KAAM app, or just keep listening to your station because it's got phenomenal shows. If you're here at KAAM in Texas, hang in. We're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is...
La, la, la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough. Because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the axe, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.